Welcome to the Print Pod. Lieutenant General H.S. Panag, who has served in the Indian Army for 40 years, wrote an article titled, India-China Talks on Ladakh Face-Off Have Hit a Wall, Only a Modi-Xi Summit Can Resolve It. I am Sukriti Watts and I bring you the podcast version of this article. 2 years after the conflict began in eastern Ladakh with multiple Chinese intrusions in unoccupied areas that were followed by India's massive counter-deployment and securing of the strategic Kailash range, the situation can be best described as a strategic stalemate. After prolonged military and diplomatic talks, disengagement with buffer zones, predominantly in territory controlled by India up to April 2020, has taken place in the Galwan River Valley, north and south bank of Pangong Sao and in Gogra, that is, between patrolling points 17 and 17A. In these areas, the probability of incidents was high due to the close proximity of troops. China continues to deny us patrolling rights east of the bottleneck in the Daepsang plans, PPs 10, 11, 12 and 13 up to PP 15 in Chang Chenmo sector and to Charding, Ninglung Nala south of Demchok. There has been no progress on disengagement since 31 July 2021. No de-escalation has taken place and both India and China continue to deploy an equivalent of 3 to 4 divisions of troops on or in the vicinity of the line of actual control and have created adequate infrastructure for a prolonged standoff. India wants status quo ante-April 2020 to be restored and has made it a precondition for any reset in relations. China wants to impose and safeguard its 1959 claim line by physical denial or by negotiated buffer zones on the Indian side. Neither side can impose its will short of a limited war, the probability of which is very low due to the nuclear overhang and uncertain outcomes. Is this then the new normal? A volatile LAC with a high probability of frequent skirmishes and escalation apart from the financial drain? Or is there a way out of the current impasse? I examine the rival strategies and the way forward to restore peace and tranquility on the border. There has been much speculation as to why China breached 33 years of peace since the Sumdurong Chu incident of 1986-87 and violated the 5 border management agreements, apart from 2 informal summits between the heads of the states and numerous other diplomatic engagements. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and former Chief of Army Staff General M.M. Naravane have been on record to say that they still do not know the reasons. In my view, the reasons were rather obvious. At the strategic level, India's growing relationship with the US, particularly with respect to Indo-Pacific region, was challenging China's preeminence in Asia. At the tactical level, India was rapidly developing border infrastructure, posing a perceived threat to areas seized by China up to 1962. The abrogation of Article 370, the declaration of Ladakh as a union territory and political statements to regain lost territories only added fuel to the fire. The 1959 claim line, which confers overwhelming terrain advantage to China and safeguards Aksai Chin and other territories under its occupation, is central to its strategy. In the 1962 war, it had largely restricted its operations up to this line before unilaterally withdrawing 20 kilometers behind. During and after the Sumdurong Chu standoff, India adopted a forward posture. It began patrolling some of the areas across this line in the Daepsang plans and north of Pangong Sao in the Indus Valley. It reoccupied the area between Phukchi and Demchok soon after 1962, as this area had a number of villages.